now is.
Are you alright? Yes, okay. We can start. Alright, let's go.
Age time. How to improve my English. Hi, I'm Paweł Kosiński and this is episode number 7. I'm very glad I can practice my English, but most important is that you still listen to this and you can check me, write and correct mistakes. You can be my teacher or join a group on Facebook. My practice the English language. Today I will be talking about the power of words. Why? Because sometimes we believe that the power of words is only in the words. And in my opinion, this is not true. That belief is stupid. Sometimes I forget that finally only I give the value to words which I hear, read and write and say. I mean mental, emotional strength. It seems obvious, but this theory does not always work in everyday life. The awareness that only I give value to words gives me a sense of independence. I am responsible for the words and their interpretations. Depending on my knowledge, information and most of all awareness of what and how I perceive, I build the attitude of my mind which translates into a concrete action and its quality. A good example of the power of words or its lack is a foreign language which we don't understand. Other words, we can't give them a meaning. We can't use interpretation. I give you an example. If you don't know the language that I will say two words for the moment, it is obvious that you will not give them meaning. So they will be neutral to you. Will be death. Are you ready? Theurodliv. These two words, theurodliv, are just a sound for you. You admit that they do not matter because your brain cannot give them any meaning. The brain just doesn't understand this code. I will do something friendly for your brain now. I will translate these two words. Du bist hässlich. Oops, sorry. These words have no power again. They are not matter. I was just kidding. These words mean in Russian and German, you are ugly. You are ugly. These words you understand. But do you only understand? No. You can also give these words emotional power. You will feel them. These few sounds or on the piece of paper, these few characters and letters will allow your mind to react as like the words just pressed a button in your brain. The button with the inscription start anger, malaise or attack, defense and many reactions and comments.
I'm ugly? You are ugly, not me, banger.
Not only can we give this world's power, which would be a conscious process, but unfortunately, in most cases, we give this power without choice. Our reaction is automatic, learned in the past, so we do not allow ourselves the freedom to choose at this moment. Unconsciously, we give effective power to words that have no power in themselves. We use ready-made patterns of reaction to words. We have been taught these patterns since childhood. Naive belief in the power of words, in most cases, destroys our well-being, which is obviously stupid. In this practice of everyday life, I try to free myself from this stupidity. Stupidity, which is a reactive and emotionally negative response to words. The first step in this process is to notice your own reaction and verify it. I will invent a story now. The man, walking down the street, noticed a beggar sitting on the sidewalk. He stops next to him and says,
"You are really ugly,"
throwing out £1 into a plastic box next to him. The beggar responds,
"I'm feeling sorry for you that you perceive me so. It must be a terrible feeling. I always hate ugliness."
In this situation, the word ugliness, armed with power by a man, it was deprived of this power by a beggar. Can you imagine such emotional freedom now? Do you know what I mean? If someone says, "You are stupid," give the answer, "Sometimes I'm stupid and sometimes not stupid. It happens. Sometimes I'm ugly and sometimes not, smart and not smart, able and unable. Believe me, all these words do not matter. It's bullshit until you want to give them meaning. This is to be your conscious choice. Word, a thought dressed in the form of sound or inscription, it's just a tip, guidepost. There are words without which we human could function freely. But what is more important is what these words indicate and have the power only you give them. If the words are to be used to evoke a negative reaction, they are supposed to provoke an emotional war, an argument, do not give them this causative power. In the end, there are better goals for which we use the words, but that's another story. Thank you for your attention. Please correct my mistakes and let me know what do you think about it. Bye bye.